Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, back in 2019. But I was a little afraid this morning because the back door was locked and I couldn't get in. I thought, damn it, they did fire me. They just didn't have the guts to tell me.
Never. That's just because
Mark Lawrence,
the fair Mark Lawrence, is not here. And typically he is the one who unlocks the things.
He does everything.
He does.
Did he take the Christmas decorations down in the front lobby? Someone did.
No, that was probably Sammy.
So who takes down the director. Christmas decorations in this here studio?
I do.
He asked.
I do, except I kind of don't want to.
Why not?
Because it makes it look more cheerful and full in here.
Oh, it looks full, that's for sure.
Yes, and then when you take them down, it's sort of sad. It's like, it's bare. I think I'm going to leave the snowflakes up.
No, you're not.
I am, because it's winter.
Please tell me you're not going to.
It's winter time. We're going to leave the snowflakes
up. No. Can we talk about this later?
No.
We need to take things down.
Decision made.
Christmas is over.
But snowflakes aren't Christmas. They are winter.
I know, but they're just so tacky looking. They have to come down now.
No, I like them.
Your Christmas explosion is over.
Darn it.
Did you have a nice vacation?
I did. Did you have a nice vacation?
Yes.
We saw each other over vacation.
We actually did.
Mm-hmm, for your birthday.
At Kitty Hoyne's Irish Pub in Syracuse, New York. We were there.
It was lovely.
Those people will never forget us.
No, they will
not. Let's put it that way.
It was joyful.
It was fun. Yeah.
Actually, no, I had a great vacation. The skiing, though, I mean, it's been warm.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little, the signs that the skiers are thin cover and bare spots. Oops.
Oh, is that like warning?
Yeah. Like if skiers are listening, they know when you see that sign, you're like, oh, going to be a couple of grassy patches.
Okay, you got to be careful. But overall, you had a good time. Family,
excellent
friends.
Time.
Your sister had a baby.
She did
on
Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Baby's name?
Bryson.
Okay. Why do we always have to give the weight and the length? But you can if
okay,
you want.
Okay. Well, he's a little guy.
Okay.
He is 6 pounds, 11 ounces, and 19 inches long.
Okay, there you go.
It's so, always, healthy, happy, like, mama's good, yeah. Baby's good, everybody's home now.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all starting a brand new year.
Yes, big brother Braxton is very proud.
Aww.
It's his baby.
Oh, it's his brother.
It's his baby.
His baby.
His baby. His baby. And he'll tell you, his baby came out of mommy's belly, and now he's here. Mm-hmm. And he loves him. It's so cute.
Oh, that's adorable.
It is. It's so cute.
I remember when my second daughter was born, the first daughter was big sister.
Yes.
And that was her baby. When the third daughter was born, first daughter was big sister. Second daughter wanted nothing to do with it.
There it is.
Because it wasn't a brother.
Oh, she was disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
Aw.
So at least we got two boys in the family now.
Yes, we do. I have pretty much all boys in my family. It's interesting.
My parents had 13 grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
11 of them were girls.
Oh, wow.
Pretty crazy.
Triangle Tech Rep.
I'm Laura in the morning. 94KX in the new year. Feels like Monday after a holiday, but
it's
Wednesday.
It's a short week.
Yeah.
Right?
This is a good way to come back, though,
it
with a short week.
It is. Like you come back on a Wednesday. Oh, all of a sudden tomorrow's Thursday. Oh, and then it's Friday, flashback Friday. We love Fridays.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And then boom, weekend.
There you go.
More skiing.
I think we'll ease in.
I like easing into 2019. It's good.
Yeah.
Do you have any resolutions?
Yes.
Oh?
A couple of surgeries on the way.
There it is. Good. I'm glad to hear it.
Take better care of my busted body.
I am glad to hear it.
I need some knee surgery. I need some hip surgery. Yeah. I'm going to fix it up.
Okay.
I promise.
Oh. You just said that on air, like live. This isn't off air, right?
So you think all of Central PA is going to hold me to this?
They are going to hold.
They probably don't care.
But I care.
Yeah, there you go.
I care.
Yeah, I'm going to fix something.
Good. That's a good thing. But wait, what are we starting with? The knee or the hip?
I don't know yet. Oh. The knee is killing me, though.
Okay, so maybe that first.
Mm-hmm. Off to the knee clinic we go.
Mm-hmm.
A long time ago, when I was on this radio station, I had knee problems playing in a flag football league.
Oh.
And so I went to Sun Ortho, and they said, wow, your knees are really in bad shape. You played a lot of football, didn't you? And I said, yes. And they said, but don't worry about it. You may be looking at knee replacement sometime around the age 40. And I was like, 40? That's a million years
right?
away.
Right? You were just a young pup in your 20s.
Yeah, well, we're well beyond 40 now.
Yes, we are. We had a birthday.
I had a birthday over vacation, so now I'm closer to 60.
5'9".
So there you go.
It's exciting.
Yeah. So there's my New Year's resolution. Fix some broken parts.
Mm-hmm. It's about time you come up with that resolution.
Well, you know.
That's what I said.
It took a while. But how about you? And don't say you're going to travel the world because you already do. What could you possibly do in 2019?
I have one, but I'm vacillating between two.
So, it's the 2nd of January and you can't make up your New Year's resolution.
I'm vacillating. Well, because it's more of like it's not, it doesn't have anything to do with health or fitness.
Okay.
Like none of the traditional stuff. Actually, a friend of mine posted this on Facebook over the holiday and I was like, huh.
The Book of Faces.
Yes, the Book of Faces.
It must be true.
Mm-hmm. And she did this this past year.
Okay.
Where she bought no new clothes.
For an entire year?
For an entire year.
Holy cow.
An entire year. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of going, like, a lot of people do a no-spend January. A lot of people do a dry January.
Right.
And I was thinking, I was like, you know, because we bought a new house, so I can't really say that I'm not going to spend anything at all. Mm-hmm. Because we will be buying things to fix up the house. But because of that, I think I might go with no new clothes. Like, I'm not going to...
For an entire month. Or an entire year.
No, like, that's my resolution. Like,
for a year?
Like, the year.
Hmm. All right.
Wow. Okay. Think about it.
Well, the problem is I think I need some new underoos. I'm not going to lie. Like, I need to go
they're
and get...
They're necessities.
They are.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's a necessity.
Necessities.
Yeah.
But like,
right. But you should probably take care of that.
Frivolous things.
All right.
You know how, like, you like... After the new year, you're cleaning out drawers and stuff like that and whatever. And I was like, oh, I need some new undies.
There you go.
So anyway, that's a personal problem. We don't need to talk about that on the radio.
News guy Matt, New Year's resolution?
I really don't have a whole lot. I usually am not a resolution kind of guy. But as long as I'm healthy, keep myself healthy and happy and doing what I've been doing to the best of my ability, I'm good.
Oh, I like that attitude.
I like that too. News is next. Tom and Laura in the morning, in the new year.
What does your morning sound like?
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX at 6:44. Good morning. Are we done looking at Justin Bieber's face tattoo?
It popped up on social media.
We're trying to find things to talk about, and all of a sudden, Biebs got a face tattoo.
He did. It's above his right eyebrow, and it says Grace. A lot of his tattoos actually pay tribute to religion in some capacity.
Oh, okay.
They have a spiritual meaning behind them.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, the Biebs has a new face tattoo.
I'm looking at, you know, possible New Year's resolutions. You're looking at Bieber's tattoos. But anyway, New Year's resolutions.
So actually, there was an interesting article that said there are 35 achievable New Year's resolutions for healthier and happier living.
Achievable.
So achievable, I think, meaning very... very simple.
And this is where we usually go wrong. We set the bar too high.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, so I will start. So number one, adding more citrus to your daily diet.
I could do that.
Right? Number two, eating vegetables regularly.
I do that already. Okay.
Number three, booking all of your doctor's visits for a year.
Kind of what I said I was going to start on. Okay. Very good.
Ooh. Number four, eating more whole grains. As opposed to white bread, more like whole oatmeal, those types of things.
Okay.
Sharing your resolutions on social media, keeping yourself accountable.
Accountability, yes. Mm-hmm.
Becoming a plant owner, because research shows that indoor plants help to reduce stress levels.
Oh, okay.
Seven, doing one thing at a time, having a to-do list, checking them off.
That's pretty impossible in this line of work.
It is.
We do 5 and 6 things at once.
Going down, mastering the stairs, taking the steps instead of the elevator if you work in a building or an office that has the elevator. Decorating with family history instead of stuff. So printing out those pictures that you share on social media.
Okay. I like that one, actually. Yeah.
This is interesting. Sanitizing your phone weekly.
The phone.
It goes everywhere. Think about that, friends. It goes everywhere. You should probably wipe it down.
Said the girl who sprays the microphones with Lysol at least once a day. We should clean our phones once a week.
Once a week at least.
All right.
Yes. Plan a vacation.
Yes.
Okay. Having something to look forward to helps you remain focused and stress-free because going on a week's vacation can rejuvenate you.
Okay, I agree. Next.
Starting a practice of either yoga or meditation. And if you're in a relationship with your partner.
I'm not bendy.
But you could be if you started.
I used to be into meditating heavily back in the day. I was into a lot of things back then. Uh-huh. But anyway, okay.
As opposed to listening to music, switch it up and listen to a novel while you work out. Or a nonfiction book on Audible, something like that, podcasts.
That's different. All right.
Volunteerism makes you feel good. You're doing good.
Pay it forward.
Good for everyone around.
I like that. Okay.
Trying a different type of treatment like hydrotherapy, massage, practicing healthcare, self-care in the new year.
Okay.
Trying just one new exercise move a week.
Getting out of bed is exercise enough for me, but all right. But these are resolutions that are very attainable.
They're very attainable. Okay. So it's this long list that we're only up to about number 20 out of the 35.
Okay.
Reducing clutter.
Yes.
Wearing workout gear so that then you can immediately go and work out. If
you
you're
do that a couple days a week
I
here.
I do.
Okay.
Trying to pick up a new hobby.
Okay.
Playing upbeat music.
Yay. All right.
Take back your lunch break. So don't scarf down your food sitting at your desk while working.
There
actually
it is.
Actually take a pause.
Listen up, friends. Too many of us skip lunch, yes.
Along the lines of decluttering, donate old clothes as opposed to throwing them away or repurpose or gift to a friend.
I do that. Very good.
Write to yourself. Journaling.
Yes. Journaling is important. It keeps my sanity.
Switch up your routine. Try something new.
What routine? Whatever you're doing?
Whatever you're doing.
You know what I like to do? Sometimes take a different route to work.
Oh, that is fun.
Well, sometimes you have to do it in this area because there's a new detour waiting for us every day.
It's very true. You never know.
Yes. Okay.
Shop for new sneakers.
Sneakers?
Mm-hmm. Sneakers.
Okay.
Because then that way you can start 2019 off on the right foot. If you have a goal or a resolution of exercise, new kicks might help you do that better.
All right.
Go to bed on time.
I do that.
Set a time. And if possible, with your partner, whoever that person is, if you have one of those.
You know, maybe finding one would be important in the new year. I don't know. Okay.
Treat yourself to affordable luxury spa treatment. Affordable. So whether it's like a DIY, like face mask at home, or you go to the spa, treat yourself in some way.
And finally?
Give yourself more compliments. Use kinder words when referencing yourself. Like, today is my day. I'm thankful for me.
Do we have to do this out loud? Or
I don't know. But a lot of people have negative self-talk, an internal monologue of negativity. Mm-hmm. So give yourself more compliments. Be kinder to yourself.
All right. Sounds good.
There you go.
35 simple attainable resolutions for 2019. This is the beautiful Tom and Laura in the morning.
It's 94KX.
You may not know it, but your cup is always
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. News is coming up next to check on sports and AccuWeather. Laura's all depressed now because we're taking down the Christmas decorations while Maroon 5 entertains you. Look at the change
it
on the look
depressing.
On your face.
Yeah.
It's depressing. Look how bare that wall looks.
I know.
But it's got to be done.
I'm leaving the snowflakes.
That's appropriate because it's still winter. So, I mean, a lot of people actually do that.
Thank you.
Like I'm going to be outvoted on that.
I'm leaving the snowflakes.
Okay with that.
I want them gone.
Why?
Because they look like
Christmas. Now, do you know what? We can leave the snowflakes. And then what's the next holiday coming up?
Valentine's Day.
We could get some hearts.
Yes, exactly. And then shamrocks for St. Patrick's Day.
Yay. Change
And then
approved.
Easter eggs for April and May.
Oh, my God. Matt, you're speaking my language.
I got you.
The guy's got it done here.
Triangle Tech.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Now, don't be pouty. Now, we can't be pouty. It's a new year. Laura's taken down the Christmas decorations, and maybe you feel the same way at home when you take down your Christmas decorations. You get a little mopey. You're not supposed to be mopey on the radio.
No, I know. It looks so bare.
Well, that's because you cluttered the place up so crazy. Your Christmas explosion.
My Christmas explosion.
Yes.
I'm leaving the snowflakes, though. It's 2-1, man. Matt, the news guy, agrees with me.
Mom back home takes down all the Christmas decorations, but she leaves the snowmen
up. Exactly, because it's still winter.
So this is kind of along that way. Okay.
Exactly.
All right, we'll keep the snowflakes dangling ceiling.
I have another string of like patio lights to bring in though to complete the studio wrap. So we'll do that, and then we'll decorate for Valentine's Day. Although we could decorate for President's Day.
Why would you want to do that? Is there such thing as decorations for President's
Day?
Sure,
red, white, and blue, man, patriotism.
Oh, like bunting.
I love George Washington.
Okay. The day after Christmas, I was in a dollar store, and they were putting up all the February hearts and all the Valentine's Day decorations. I was like, ladies, please, it's the day after Christmas.
Right?
And they're like, hey, we're just doing what we're told.
Retail keeps on moving.
94KX. We have absolutely nothing on today's show. The computer won't even give me celebrity birthdays for the day.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we'll do our birthday buddies coming up in just a bit. And we'll talk about what we got for Christmas in just a bit.
But that's going to be a good one.
But Laura's looking it up now. This computer gives me nothing.
I guess it's choosing not to participate in the new year so far.
Maybe it has quit on us last week. I don't know.
I didn't give Kyle much last week.
So I'm thinking, you know, we may have to do birthday buddy straight up. I mean, with no singing. Are we okay with it?
Yeah, I'm cool with it. Are you cool with it?
Yeah.
Oh, Cuba Gooding Jr. today is 50.
Yeah, but he doesn't sing.
No, he doesn't. Or does he?
Perhaps.
I bet he does.
Nobody.
Taye Diggs sings. He's 47.
Nobody in rock and roll? No, nothing?
No. Kate Bosworth has a birthday today.
Yeah, see? I'm looking.
Nope.
Nothing doing?
I don't think so.
All right, well, we're back from vacation. I don't know if Kyle did this last week.
He did. I had to whip him into shape for a day, but then he got with the program a day afterwards, so we're pretty good.
We're good.
It was all right.
It's time for Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies! It's the first of 2019.
Yes. Woo-hoo. This is exciting. Happy birthday to Angie Morden from Sunbury. She's 44 years old today.
Happy birthday to Donna Reedy from Sunbury, 53.
Jackie Cunningham from Sunbury is 48. Happy birthday.
Angela Schmelz from Danville is 44 today.
Jess Wagner from Higgins is 44 as well.
Cheryl Klinger from Herndon is 45. Happy birthday.
Avery Grace Fosnot is 17 today. Wow.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Lori Bradley from Cole Township is 56.
Stacy Mock from Beavertown is 38. Happy birthday.
Daniel Vasquez is 36 today.
Madeline Beyer is 20 today.
Stacy Noggles, 38. Happy birthday.
Deanna Yoakum from Herndon is 24 today. Happy birthday.
Miranda Schwartzlander from Mifflinburg is 32.
Todd Ross from Sudbury is 53. Happy birthday.
Diana Schwartzlander from Winfield is the big 5-0 today. Happy birthday. And what else? Nope, no birthdays on our text club today.
Nothing on social media.
No. Everybody's taking the day off except us.
That's all right.
Everybody's got a birthday.
That's right. We'd love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, you can always text us, 49330. Call us on the Ford Fun Line, or you can message us on the 94KX Facebook page. Each and every weekday morning, it's Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies
on 94KX.
Mom, I think I want something new since it's...
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Happy New Year. We're back from vacation, Christmas and New Year's. Mm-hmm. We should talk about what we got for Christmas now. Laura, you go last because you're probably going to say, I'll be hiking the Himalayas or something.
I already did that.
Well, whatever.
I won't be doing that again until I'm 40.
I'm sure you got something unusual. But
yeah.
Me, I don't want to say it was a boring Christmas.
Normally you get like gag gifts though.
Yeah. My brother gave me a Stegmeier beer wall decoration.
That's awesome.
Stegmeier beer, Wilkes-Barre's best.
Exactly.
Love it.
So I think they stopped making it in the 60s, but he found it in an antique shop, so that's cool. But other than that, just like a shirt, a pair of pants, you know, stuff like
that. Yeah, usual stuff, yeah.
How about you? You have to have gotten something sports related.
Yes, I did. A couple of things, actually, but none other than my nice new Joel Embiid jersey I got from my wife.
Oh. Philadelphia 76ers.
Yes.
Okay.
I also got a Zach Ertz jersey shirt from my parents, too, which I wore for the Eagles. Clinching the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And also from my wife, I got an Elvis clock.
A what?
An Elvis clock?
Yes. I am 25 years old, and I'm an Elvis fan, yes.
That's all right.
Yes.
Is it Elvis, like, he's in the center of the clock, like he tells time?
No, actually, that'd be epic, but no, it's not.
Shame.
That would be epic.
Is it velvet, and his eyes move?
No, it's not either. It's one of those classic Technicolor pictures of him on the left-hand corner with the clock there on a nice piece of wood. Cool. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, it's a beauty.
Wow.
Yeah.
An Elvis clock.
Yes.
Very fun. Very cool.
All right, Laura. Let's have it.
Oh, boy.
What did you get for Christmas?
Actually, my present had a theme this year, and it had everything to do with hiking.
Hiking?
Yes. A hiking theme this year. So, because you goofed and you were like, oh, yeah, hiking in the Himalayas. But I got some items to go hiking. So I got new hiking poles.
Okay.
Hiking poles?
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. My father-in-law uses those.
Yeah, and it's like when you're hiking long distances, so your fingers don't swell up. Like sometimes, like you keep your hands out of your side, your fingers get puffy. So hiking poles, and it helps with terrain. So I got those. I got some brand new hiking socks. Got
to keep the feet warm.
Yeah, nice Mariano wool socks. And then I got a Go Girl.
A what?
A Go Girl.
I am very, very afraid to ask what this is.
Is it like a it's a GoPro and you attach it to your forehead?
No,
So you can record your hike.
Nope. And this was, I was most excited about this gift.
Oh, boy.
So their slogan is, don't take life sitting down.
What?
It's so, like, you have to opt outside when you're hiking, right? And you should always take your little trowel. Just in case nature calls. This is so that
this
you
is what go means?
Go girl. So then you can pee-pee standing up. It's really exciting. Look, here's a picture.
It looks like a giant funnel. This sounds like
a funnel. Look,
this is terrible.
Look, this is what I got.
Matt's afraid to look at it. Look at he's turning red.
My cousin, Colleen, has one. And like, seriously. And she was it's like a revelation. Because in the spring and summertime, you could get a tick. You could get poison ivy.
These
are legitimate concerns. Yes. And you have to go 100 feet off the trail to do your business.
Right.
So that's just hiker's code. That's just what you do. It's not going to be a clear area to do these things. So now, standing up.
I'll bet. I'm willing to take a risk. Out of all of our listeners, you're probably the only one that got a funnel for Christmas. A Go Girl. Wow.
I'm excited about it.
You are.
Also, the husband and I have a planned experience together that is happening in March. We're going to go see the opera, which is like bucket list kind of
stuff.
That's
awesome.
You're going where?
In New York to the Met.
Okay, but you don't need your Go Girl when you go see the opera.
No, New York City luckily has flushing toilets.
Yeah, okay. I wouldn't recommend that.
Thank you. Morning, 94KX. Happy New Year. We're back from vacation. Matt, you had a couple days off, right?
I had a couple days off, yes.
Just a couple, though.
Just a couple, yeah. I was here in between the holidays.
Okay, so you would have got...
With Kyle.
Laura and I had a long time
10
off.
Days off, yeah.
Great stretch. Mm-hmm. Was it hard to get up this morning, or was it...
No, I was... You know what's funny, though? So I didn't set an alarm the entire time that we were off.
Neither did I.
And so the first couple mornings, I was still up at 4:30 in the morning.
And then you say, hey, I don't have to get up.
Yep, so you go back to sleep or else you lay and read, whatever.
Yeah.
But then as the vacation progressed, it was more like I got up like 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock.
Yeah, and then 7.
Yep. Well, I couldn't, like I woke up 4 times last night.
So did I.
Because I was worried that like I was going to miss my alarm to come to work this morning after 10 days of not getting up.
It had to be like at least once an hour too.
No, mine was like 3, because I remember looking at the clock and it was like, okay, it was like 12:15, and then it was 2:30, and then it was like 3:45.
You're like, okay, the last time you wake up, it's 15 minutes away from alarm time anyway.
I just stay up. Yeah, I just stay up. I ease into the morning then. So I like read something, get up, make a cup of tea, mm-hmm. I let the dog out.
I wonder if it's this way for everyone. Like, we get up early because we're early morning radio people, but if you're a 9-to-5 person, let us know. Ford phone line always open. And you're on vacation. Maybe you get up at 7. Are you scared when you come off vacation that you won't get up at 7? I wonder.
I don't know. I feel like people who are working a more traditional work schedule, though, they kind of wake up at the same time every day. Like, 7 a.m. isn't so early.
That's true.
And I feel like, though... January 2nd is a tough one to come back off the way the calendar sometimes is, because sometimes I know schools are coming back today, and like it's just the day after New Year's Day. Like, you were up celebrating New Year's Eve at midnight 2 nights ago. I feel like maybe you need an extra day to recuperate, then go back to work or school.
That's not a bad idea. Somebody told me Seelan's Grove doesn't go back to school today. They go back tomorrow.
That makes sense. Good for them.
I was like, yeah.
Good maybe for Seelan's Grove. They need that buffer day. That vacation or party buffer day.
Yeah. Exactly.
We're back. News is next. Sports on the way. And AccuWeather. Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
Mark Patrick Hypnosis.
Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX. Happy New Year, everyone. We're back. And we've got some guests in the studio. We've got a great show coming up in February.
Yes, February 23rd at the Front Street Station. Mark your calendars now, but I don't want to steal his thunder. Our friend Travis Fisher of Fisher Promotions is here.
I already gave away the title, though, because I think it's cool. The Godfathers of Rock.
Wait, let Jack say it.
That's
say
all
it
Jack's.
How you, say it.
The Godfathers of Rock.
Yes. I need the monster truck reverb.
A lot of echo. Travis Fisher from Fisher Promotions in the studio. Great name, Travis. What's going on with this show?
I have to give all the credit of Godfathers of Rock to Jack Byers. That's a little his idea.
Oh, well done, Jack.
Happy New Year, Jack. He's here with a new CD.
Same to all you.
We're going to put together great local talent on one stage.
We had this idea a few years ago, but it never really came together. But Jack revisited this year, and from him and Brett Alexander of the Badly / Gentleman East, it's finally happened, and we're very, very excited about this.
So essentially, you're taking all of the awesome rockers from our area throughout several decades, actually, and combining them into one show, one night only. Correct?
That is correct. So
amazing.
we have the Central Susquehanna Valley Area Agency of Aged
no.
Rocks.
No.
I mean, like, this area has been, you know, it has cranked out some phenomenal bands over the years from, you know, going back to the early days and my involvement with Harpo and Hybrid Ice were like, you know, competitors back in the day and in the mm-hmm. same generation. Then Dirty Looks came along, was fortunate enough to go on and get signed to Atlantic. Then the Bad Lees came along. They went on and got signed. Then Breaking Benjamin came along.
So you're going to have members of all of those bands on stage.
All those bands. And, you know, over the years, we all, you know, the threads of life, we all interact with each other. And I recently did a new release, and all of those people are involved on my release. So
very good.
It's awesome. It's going to be a blast.
Mixed down by our friend Paul Smith at 8 Days a Week.
There you go.
There it
Former Bad Lee himself.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
So yeah, what are you going to do? I mean, do you just sit up there on stage and go, hey, guys, what do you want to do next?
That's it. Yeah, we'll all be sitting in rocking chairs. And, no, I mean, we're going to put some effort into this and work it out. We're going to, you know, it's going to be kind of like a rotating, you know, because at the end of the day, we can't be like Spinal Tap and have 5 bass players on stage at the same time. So we'll, there's that basic rock and roll format of, you know, 2 guitars, bass and drums, and we'll rotate guys in and out and mash up different combinations of people. And we'll have a pretty good idea of what songs we're doing. Because we want this to be a great night out for all the fans, the music fans who have supported and gave these bands the ability to go out. I mean, how many areas can say that they have all these bands that toured all over the United States?
Not many,
right?
And with record contracts and everything.
Yeah, and little old Susquehanna Valley, you know? I mean, you have bands that you could go anywhere in the world and say, hey, man, did you ever hear of Dirty Looks? And they're like, right on, Dirty Looks, I love them. Or Breaking Benjamin or the Bad Lees. They're like world famous. It's incredible.
And it's all stemming from the Susquehanna Valley. Travis, you got to give us a date and how we can get tickets, because this is exciting.
Actually, tickets will be on sale tomorrow on brownpaperticket.com.
Okay.
And by the end of the week, they'll be on sale at the Front Street Station, or they can contact me at Fisher Promotions at 847-1946.
All right, and we'll share the information on our social media.
Yeah, there's a cool video that Chad Evans did coming out today. It'll be on your guys' site and also right. Fisher Promotions.
Sounds good. The date of the show?
February 23rd, and I will be sure to share all of the things on the 94KX Facebook page, on social media, brownpapertickets.com. That's tomorrow. You can always call Fisher Promotions. I'll tag all the people. Don't worry. You'll be able to find out when it is, but we want to see you at the Front Street on February 23rd.
Hey, you know, Jack's not going to say this, but I'm going to say this.
Uh-oh.
All you former Dirty Looks fans better get there, because this is going to be fun.
Oh. Ooh.
Oh.
Fun.
Oh.
No pressure, Jack. No pressure.
Jack, it's always great to see you. Thanks
for
coming
in. Good to see you, Tom. Thank you.
Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX on the way to work, perhaps the day after New Year's. We are back in the house as well. Exciting, that Godfathers of Rock show. And stuff is getting posted up right now as we speak.
Yep, the video that Travis was talking about from Fisher Promotions that our friends at Stone State created. It just posted up on the 94KX Facebook page, so check that out. It's actually really cool. I'm super excited about this show.
Me
it's
too.
Be great.
All right. So check our social media to get all the information you need, and tickets go on sale tomorrow.
Brownpapertickets.com.
News on the way, a check on sports and AccuWeather. Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning, back to work in 2019. It is not Monday. Know that. It is not Monday. It's Wednesday, and it's a Wednesday at the wash with our good friends at Ultimate Express Car Wash, back again for 2019. All you got to do is text the word wash. That's what you're doing right now.
I am. So basically, you text the word wash to 49330, and you'll instantly get a coupon code for $2 off from our friends at Ultimate Express Car Wash in Williamsport, Danville, and on the Strip in Schmokendam, Sealands Grove. But then you're entered to win $20. Who doesn't want to start off the new year winning?
Yeah, with a real nice car wash from Ultimate Express. Morning, 94KX, back from vacation. And here's the guy who just steered the entire ship. Thank you for filling in for us.
No problem. It was kind of tough. It was tough.
Tough getting up in the morning?
Getting up, and last week I was really sick.
I know. You Snapchatted me, and he had, like, all the pills on his little desk, and I I had no sympathy, though. I said, Lysol everything you're touching.
Well, yeah. We do that here anyway.
I know we do.
So are you fully recovered?
For the most part, I still have a little bit of a cough that's hanging around, but last week was bad, and I'm just thinking I can't really take a sick day because
there's no one working. Yeah.
I mean, Tom and Laura are both off. The most important thing from last week, though, I did remember to water your plants.
The best coworker ever.
And
Thank you.
I walked in this morning and I just opened the office door really slowly and looked just to make sure they were still alive. And they were, because I only watered them once.
Good job.
That's all you said.
That's it. I said once a week. That's it. That's all I need.
Laura's a little sad this morning, taking down the Christmas explosion was our studio.
And Matt and I, it's 2-1. We're going to leave the snowflakes because it's winter, but then add in some festive decor for each holiday that comes up. So if Valentine's Day is next, then St. Patrick's Day, your birthday. And then after that, there's like a pause, Easter. And then we'll probably do some like summer fun, like palm trees.
Wait,
whatever.
Palm trees in the studio?
Yeah.
Really?
Really good,
I water those too if you guys take off.
Thank you.
We have so much to look forward to in 2019. Kyle's on the way next. He actually is right where he belongs.
He is right where he belongs.
And we'll be back in the morning.
We will tomorrow morning. It's a short week.
Love it. Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.
Bye.